Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Audio bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by the new WinApp for Android, featuring wireless sync and one-click iTunes import. Now with free daily music downloads and full-length CD listening parties. Download it for free at winamp.com/android. Video bandwidth for the weekly Daily Gizwiz is provided by CashFly at CacheFly.com. It's time for the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Mad's maddest writer, Dick D. Bartolo. This is episode 1350, recorded January 28th, 2012. The weekly Daily Gizwiz is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All streamed directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to netflix.com/twit.
And now, get ready for Dick.
Do not attempt to adjust your set. Yes, this is the weekly Daily Gizwiz.
Conducting the weekly Daily Gizwiz with Orchestra with my giant pencil. Hello, Dickie D.
Leo, how you doing?
Well, I'm much better now, and I am so sorry that I abandoned you last week.
Oh, I felt bad, but I went into the chat room, and Liz put me on camera, and
I heard.
Ended up talking for an hour and a half.
Next time, please record the show, and we'll put it out as the show.
Okay.
You don't need me for the show.
Come on, it's not the same. It's better.
Well, it's not the same. Is exactly why you should do it. Well, anyway, I missed you, and I felt much better. And actually, as you know, I slept all day. I woke up at 5 o'clock.
That will do it. I got sick
much better
after CES too, yeah. And I just spent the day in a chair.
Yeah.
And it really does revive you.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just a good night's or good days in this case sleep, and I felt. Then I got in the hot tub and sweated it out.
All right.
But we are back, baby, and I have to make up a lot of time.
Okay.
Now even, not only has the chat room been going crazy, but I'm now even getting notes like this.
Where is my sign? Oh, no, that one says, how did you spell it?
Yeah, well, it's so funny. I love to do this because it drives people crazy.
Yes. People are saying... Trip 7 says there's no sign of the sign.
There's a sign. I got it out of the trash, ladies and gentlemen. It was in there with my Kindle Fire, and the Pebble from the Beacon Universal Remote from Griffin Technology. Look at that. But
ooh.
I was thinking, what should I do for a turn the table turkey? But none of these are turkeyish enough. I have a true turkey coming up. That unfortunately will be a virtual gadget because it's too big to fit in this room.
Oh, okay. Well, the radio audience, the audio audience will love it.
I'll just describe it to them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, are you going to reuse the gadgets you would have done last week, or do you have fresh stuff?
I'm reusing some of them, and I've rearranged them. And I had actually, in a way, it's good because the Droid 4, actually, Motorola said, can we bring it directly to the studio because we only have like two of these? And I said, well, I go to the studio at 11 p.m. And I said, oh, in that case, can we send it to you late on Saturday by FedEx? And I said, that'll work. So last Saturday, I had the phone for 2 hours. But between then and now, I got to play with it. It was good.
You're a Droid lover.
You know what? I am a Droid lover. I still have the iPod Touch, which I like a lot. But I don't know. I lean toward the Droid.
The problem with the iPod Touch is the phone call quality isn't very good.
No, it sounds like the person is in the next room because that's the only
hey,
one you
Dennis!
Can hear.
What? You exactly. sound like you're in the next room. I am.
Yeah, he said it would even it'd be better if I could put this touchdown because I'm yelling at it. Well, you know, don't forget with line two.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
With the app Line 2, I think it's $10 a month. If you're in a Wi-Fi area, you can make phone calls.
There's another app that would probably work, I would guess, called Voxer. I've been kind of playing with on my iPhone, and I bet you it would work on the iPod Touch. It's like a push-to-talk, like a walkie-talkie thing. So you can leave. I was hoping it when I read it that it would be like real-time. Like I push the button, and I talk to him. And you'd hear it, but I think what it does is it kind of records a message and sends to the, so there's a little bit of a delay.
Oh, okay.
Which would, I mean, that would be like really cool. And then there's Tango. There's other the Skype. So you can absolutely line two Tango Skype.
Oh,
you can
absolutely. Actually make phone calls. In a Wi-Fi area, you can certainly get in touch with people. FaceTime, you can just use FaceTime.
Well, FaceTime works right, but it has to be Wi-Fi. Skype
Wi-Fi.
Works with 3G. And in fact, I have.
Oh, it does.
Oh, yeah. They made a change.
Oh, but you know, with Skype on 3G, doesn't it go into your minutes?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
And you don't have 3G again on your touch, so that doesn't really solve anything.
Yeah, that's true.
So let us get gadget number one.
Okay. It is from the Joy Factory.
Oh, whoa. I don't know. Can we talk about that on the air?
Yeah. Now, it uses zip tails. Do you remember what a zip tail was? Okay. Careful.
So a zip tail from the Joy Factory. I wonder what it could be. No, I have no idea.
Okay. All right. So back in August of last year, I did a gadget from the Joy Factory called the Touch and Go.
Oh, it's getting worse.
Yeah. Touch and Go charger.
I use the zip tail to touch and go from the Joy Factory.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Exactly. All right. So anyway, so this is what it is now. So this is called the Joy Zip Mini Charger. Uh-huh. So it's like a 3-inch round disc, and this is what a zip tail is. This is a zip tail with a micro USB. This is a zip tail with an iOS dongle on it. So what you do is plug this into any device. And then when you just bring it near, leave this on your dresser. When you just bring this near, a magnet just pulls it right and starts charging immediately.
It's magnetic.
It's magnetic. Now, yeah, that's the big guy that you have on the main screen.
Yeah, and down below is the little mini touch and go.
And
so the big guy just has what? More.
Yes, well, it's much smaller, and it can charge four gadgets at once. And I did charge, someone lent me their iPad, the Apple iPad, and it charged the iPad just fine.
Wow, so, that's actually important because the iPad draws a lot of juice.
Yes, and the neat thing is that if you're charging your phone and the phone rings, you just pick it up and the zip tail goes right, can stay in the phone. And then when you drop it down again, it just starts charging. So it's a real simple way.
The difference between this and the big one is this has only what, four different?
This has four,
and the big one has how many?
Can do seven.
Wow.
Devices at one time.
I like this. I mean, it's not exactly the completely cableless charging, but it's easy, and it's kind of like the MagSafe adapter on the Mac, where it just kind of don't have to push it in. It just
it just automatically gets pulled into those dimples and starts charging immediately.
Now, do you plug the touch and go in?
Yes, you plug the stationary station into an AC outlet or run it off USB. And what it comes with a USB cable and then with a separate plug, so you can use it either way. $50 and shipping. I'm not sure if she said it was shipping now or soon, but anyway, Joy Factory. Joy Zip Mini Charger, and the bigger version is called Touch and Go.
I'm just going to order.
Oh, you're on their webpage. Are they showing it as?
It doesn't say that it's not available, so I'm just going to, let me just order it, and then if it comes, we'll know that it's available.
Yeah. Boy, you spend, you know what? Thank you. You are getting me in bigger and bigger trouble. First of all, you sent me an Amazon gift card for Christmas, which is wonderful.
Yes.
So,
and I bet you found many things you could buy with that $5, right?
Yes.
Yes.
And
yes.
You talked me into getting Amazon Prime. So now I just order stuff.
I
it's
know.
Like it's free.
It's addictive,
it's
isn't
free.
It? Yeah. It's not going to cost anything, and it arrives the next day. Wow. Yeah.
Well,
no, I know.
2 days. Yeah. No. No, it's great, although the Amazon thing, I'm $800 overdrawn on a gift certificate. I don't know how that could happen.
They shouldn't let you overdraw a gift card. They really shouldn't. That's just not right.
Yeah. Well.
So
yeah.
This comes with a 30-pin Apple and a USB micro, but you could order more. So this comes with two tails, but you could order more.
With two tails. You can order more.
Because, if it's got four, I would like... Because I have a couple of three phones. Yeah, and my Kindle is in my USB
micro.
Yeah,
no, it's great.
Yeah,
to,
I could use a few more.
It really is easy to use.
That's kind of neat. I like that.
Yep. The Zip. Are you getting the Mini or are you getting the...
I'm thinking I should get the big boy, right? How much is the big boy?
I think you should get the Touch and Go. The list is $79.
Yeah. So. All right.
Okay.
The problem is you still have to plug something into the device. I wish
we
could just...
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They were just
but the thing is, you could, you can pick it up so easily, and probably your iPad, you could just leave it in the
iPad. Let it just dangle.
Yeah.
Yeah. They say, chat room apparently is not paying attention. They're so consumed with interest in the how I spelled the day.
Saturday.
That they're not paying any attention.
They
yes, it does
it.
Charge no, the no. iPad.
I just got a Western Union Telegram guy. I thought they'd gone out of business, but
it's spelled wrong. It's spelled wrong.
Yeah. And there's two people outside my window with signs.
From now on, I'm doing that to make people crazy. Liz is feeling embarrassed. No, it's fun. I like to make people crazy. Do we have a video for... I didn't ask you for Gadget Tour.
Oh, yes, we do. Mad Maddest.
All right. And this is one that you shot with your new phone.
Yeah, it actually solves two problems. Last week when we were doing the little chat during Weekly Gizwiz time, someone said, oh, can you take the webcam off your computer and show us around? And so it was... kind of haphazard.
Hey, Dick DeBartolo.
Wait a minute. There's a woman in the shower here. Should I not run that one?
Oh, no, not that one.
Oh, my God. It was so close.
The one above it is next week's video.
The woman in the shower?
The woman in the shower is next week's
video.
It's
for next week. Well, that's going to get people to tune in. That's exciting. All right. So we continue on now. Do you want to narrate this? Or
No. You know what? Keeping in mind that we have a lot of people listening on audio, as I show things, I'm also describing everything.
All right. So it's a self-narrating video.
Video of the week. The Motorola Droid 4.
All right. This is the Droid 4. And this is the first piece of video I'm shooting with this camera. So this is Disneyland Studio. This is where we shoot the Weekly Daily Gizwiz. And this is
Can you talk a little slower?
My mic, my chat room keyboard, and my keyboard to Twitch.
Wait a minute. Is this what you're looking at when you do the show?
This is what I'm sitting in front of right now.
Good God, man.
Okay, so you see the TV up there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you can let it run and I'll just talk over it.
All right.
So where you see Paul?
You're watching House or something.
That's where the Skype screen is.
Yeah.
Where the TV set is, I use a little device from a cell, ACCELL. And that becomes the chat room monitor, so that as I'm talking to you, I can read the chat room the way you do.
It looks like there's crap there from 1958.
Well, the thing is, I had not planned on shooting this video, and so I did not clean up my desk. You're right. There is stuff there.
Look, there's your podcast award from 1962.
Right.
There's your little inky.
My ink pot award and a sketch Jack Davis did of me for a TV show.
That's a nice looking printer. What kind of printer is that? That's nice.
That's Electromark.
Oh, my God. Are we looking at the Gadget Warehouse?
No, this is Gadget Warehouse Mini.
This is your apartment.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, this is my studio. Don't forget.
Oh, that's right. You don't live here. You don't live in this.
I do not live here. So the entire kitchen is just a storage area. So these are gadgets on their way to the warehouse and gadgets I've taken from the warehouse because I'm either going to use them they're going into boxes.
This is like the cash RAM for the Gadget Warehouse.
That's exactly right. Yes. Emphasis on cash because I'm still selling boxes of crap.
And then you have your stuffed animal collection. That's cute.
And my stuffed animal. Well, wait a minute. Everything, that's the talking parrot.
Now, see, this week, okay, now I'm starting to recognize this is what we see behind you.
Then I say, this is what you people at home see. There's my ThinkGeek cube clock.
Right.
And stuff fairly organized in bins.
Okay.
And then we have a starring role from my dog, Fairway, who come walking through.
Oh, look at that. Oh, look. You could see, every hair right there. You know what this video is? This is from the Droid 4.
You know what, Leo? The video is a lot better than this. And first of all, it took an hour to upload it. And then YouTube said, we're going to do things to your video so it can load faster.
They scrunched it,
I tell you, Leo, it's the best video from a phone that I've ever gotten. And
putting Fairway to sleep. I got to tell you, let's see that yawn again here.
No, I say Fairway smile, and she did that. Fairway smile. Okay, Fairway, thank you. And you know, Leo, if you go to your mail, I forgot to tell you, there's a thing that just says Smug Mug, and you can see a few of the stills that I shot with.
Oh yeah, because it's a good it's still cameras. How many is it? 8 megapixels.
It's 8 megapixels exactly. 1080p for the video, and the sound quality is really good on it. That was just the built-in mic with me talking.
I think the image quality is good. They're a little small. But otherwise, I think excellent.
Yeah, it is. Well, don't blow them up because you'll ruin everything.
You want to see it bigger? There we go.
It's the brick house. Is there any way to get them kind of like almost screen size?
I'm thinking you did something wrong because it's.
Are you serious? That's the way they're coming out?
That's the way it's coming out. I can zoom in on it. But then it's kind of grainy, and I'm figuring it's probably, you look at the size, it's about the size of this pencil, actually. I don't know what to.
Let me go to Smug Mug. You know, anybody can go to Smug Mug, right?
Everybody should go to Smug Mug, and, you know what, it may be that we're getting a thumbnail. Let me go to the.
Oh, you are getting the thumbnail.
You sent me a link to the thumbnail.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I'll just see if I can get a fingernail. Here it is. Photo from Droid 4. There we go. Now look at that. I like how the motion is shown on the train.
Yeah, the trolley running by.
You know what? This is very, let's look at the original on this. This is actually very, very good quality.
This is Disneyland backyard.
So here's original size. So you can see the detail. This is quite good. Quite good.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
And then that one with the lantern, I did that just to see how clear the lattice work was, and I thought it was pretty clear. Yeah, no, I'm very
Now, of course,
happy
you're outside where there's a lot of light, but I think that's the color rendition looks great. We'll zoom in onto the original size, 8 megapixel size. That looks great. Yeah. So that is absolutely one of the nicest cameras out there, I would say.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
So Droid 4 and
we don't know price or availability yet.
Not yet. You know, they were saying the end of January, but that's getting really close. So I guess it's going to be pushed into February. Slide-out keyboard, 5-row keyboard, backlit and side-lit keys. I like that a lot. And it runs on Verizon's 4G LTE network, and it's very fast.
People have been asking, I mentioned this on the radio show, people ask, is it worth getting 4G? And I can't say because I don't have it here in Petaluma, but everybody seems to love this Verizon.
Boy, I do. I still have my Droid X2, and this Droid 4 currently is not mine. It has to go back to Motorola. But I would download some web pages. You know, type in a web site on each one of them and hit go at the same time. And the 4G would load 20 to 25% faster, really fast. And watching video on it, Netflix, really nice.
Do you notice, though, your battery? Can you actually see the battery going down as you use the
4G? You know what, Leo? I would say that if you're going to be using Wi-Fi and doing all those things, you'll probably charge it every night. Oh, and the battery is not removable in the Droid 4.
Yeah, this has been the trend now, and I think that this is too bad, really.
Yeah. You know what? Somebody, say the truth. I took the back off because that's where I just wanted to see with the SK. You know, it has a SIM card slot. I'm not quite sure. Is Verizon going to change to SIM?
But I think that Verizon, like a lot of, Sprint, realizes that a lot of its users travel. And so they did this with the iPhone. They made kind of a dual. There's a chip from Qualcomm that's both GSM, which uses a SIM card and is used widely around the world, and CDMA, which Verizon and Sprint use. And so they can put a single chip in now, as they did with the iPhone 4S, for instance, and then it has the capability, if you give it a SIM, to use it as a world phone. So I suspect they're going to see more and more phones, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, the funny thing is the battery looks, and it says right on the battery, this battery is not removable.
Right.
But I bet 3 months... 3 weeks, 3 days after this phone is in the marketplace, someone's going to say, here's how you take the battery out of the Droid 4 and replace it yourself.
Right.
But it says on the battery, this battery is not removable. It is integrated into the circuit. Don't take it out.
Chatroom's asking, actually, Dave MacD in the chat room, do you know if it has an NFC chip, near field communications chip?
You know, I do. You know, I do not know. I'm looking at the Motorola spec sheet. Talk time, 12 and a half hours. I don't see that here. HDMI out.
It would say if it had it, so I guess it doesn't.
Okay,
and then
okay.
Hugh Mantelope in the chat room. Is he a man or a beast? We don't know. But Hugh Mantelope says that all the LTE phones do have SIMs, so maybe it's an LTE requirement that they have a SIM.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if that's true. Is there a SIM card in the slot?
No.
So that doesn't make any sense. I think that that's probably not required by LTE, or you wouldn't have 4G.
Yeah, I do not know. I thought I was going to say, ooh, are they slowly going over to, but now you
now there
it
now there's a debate. They say, well, then you don't have 4G because there's no SIM.
Well, wait a minute. If I bring it up, I
trust you, Dick. I think that there's probably some confusion.
Yeah. It could be the confusion could be me. Now, strangely, you need a paperclip to get the back open.
That's all right. We don't.
You know, I'm not going to do it I can hear it already.
Yeah.
Wrecking transmission.
Really? Do you hear sounds from it?
Yeah, when it gets near the microphone.
That's too bad. You know, the sounds that we used to get from Edge, you used to hear them all the time, right? And then all the phones went 3G, and 3G, you don't hear them. And now now that we're going back to LTE, we're going to hear sounds again. Oh, don't! okay. WR2Q politician says, I work for Verizon, and a SIM is required for LTE.
Okay, then there's a SIM in there.
All right, because you are getting LTE. Okay. It says on your phone.
Oh, you know what? Yes, you know what I remember now. It's a micro mini SIM. Is that correct?
Micro SIM. Micro SIM. Yeah. I don't think there's micro mini yet. Those are mini skirts. That's another thing.
Oh, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
There was a mini skirt in there, too. I thought it was just a thing to clean the screen.
It's so tiny. So tiny. Let's get I'll tell you what, we got another gadget. I have my turn the table turkey. We got a visit to the warehouse and a letter from our esteemed viewers. But first, a word from Netflix. Have you, I got to ask you, have you started watching the new BBC Sherlock Holmes yet?
Yes. The one with the young kid, Sherlock?
I don't know if he's a young kid. He's young and he's cute. Okay. He's not like 12.
Younger than us.
Yeah, younger he's younger than us. That's pretty much everyone, Dick. It's in modern times, right?
Yes.
I love this.
That's great.
I am so hooked on this. So it's from BBC One, and this is an example of why I love Netflix so much. You can watch such an amazing variety of content on Netflix, television shows, movies, and more, and it only costs $7.99 a month. It's so affordable. I am a huge Netflix fan. And for the first month, absolutely free. So if you haven't tried it yet, please go to netflix.com/twit. And you'll get 30 days free, and you can see the variety of stuff. Now, sometimes you'll hear people say, yes, but XYZ movie's not on there. And it's true. The newer stuff tends not to be, but I'm completely content with the variety. And it actually changes how you watch, because when you have to order a disc, you kind of feel obligated to watch the whole thing, right? Because I ordered the disc. I got to watch it.
Yes.
I now find I can actually channel surf movies. So I start watching Office Space. I say, yeah, I'm not in the mood for Office Space. I think I'm going to watch Breakfast at Tiffany's instead. I start watching Breakfast at Tiffany's. I get a little bored. I can watch Harold and Maude instead. Precious, Rabbit Hole, Midnight Cowboy. If you missed that weird movie with, what's his name? Playing the, you know what I'm talking about?
Not really.
The movie, the weird one with what's his name, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you missed that, you can watch it because it's on there. And that's the beauty of this. You know, it's just fantastic. I'm thinking of the Joaquin Phoenix movie, I'm Still Here, that it was so strange. Remember when he was on Letterman and he was just so weird? That was part of this movie. Searching for Bobby Fischer. Forget all of those. You can now watch this incredible 3 episodes of the Sherlock Holmes on, and it's just for that alone. Downton Abbey is on here. Breaking Bad. It's just a great selection of stuff. And it's free for the first month, so why not? Go to netflix.com/twit and give it a try. And if you already have Netflix, you don't need to know about it, but you've got family members who aren't yet Netflix members, tell them about it, and I think you'll make a friend. Even your grandmother will be your friend once again if you tell her about netflix.com/twitch. She'll stop hating your guts for that thing you did back then. So did you like the new Sherlock or no? It doesn't sound like you were like crazy about it.
No, I did like it.
I thought I'd hate it because I'm a fan of Sherlock Holmes. I like the original, and I thought no deerstalker cap, no pipe, no Victorian London. How could that be Sherlock Holmes?
I still liked it. And I love his sidekick, the guy
Watson's
from
great.
The Office. Yeah.
So good on it. From the British Office, yeah.
Yeah, the British version.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He's so good.
I love it. You know, it's my TV on the boat is watching Netflix. I used to have
Your TV all by itself is watching Netflix? Maybe you should get over there and help it.
I have all the Murder, She Wrote. So I have
they're great.
Stephen Fry's Kingdom. I have all the Mad Men.
Kingdom's good. I just started watching that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'll really get into it after a couple of episodes.
Really?
I
love Stephen Fry, and I started watching it for that. And good. He's a he plays a lawyer with the strangest clientele.
Yes, exactly.
All right. Moving along, it's time for our third gadget of the day.
Gadget. A very, very different kind of phone. A phone that hopefully you'll never use. Okay.
Oh, I love this phone. I'm bringing this to Kelly next week.
Yeah, exactly. This is called Spare One. Oh, are you bringing one to Kelly?
I am.
Oh, okay.
So tell us the story about it. Yeah.
Okay. Spare One is an emergency phone, so you keep it in your glove compartment and your phone is dead. Has a 15-year shelf life using a single AA battery. It's the Energizer Ultimate Lithium battery, but it can take any AA battery. If there's an emergency, you pull the tag out in the back, which activates the phone. Now, without a SIM card, you can use this to call 911. If you want to make other calls, it does require a SIM card, so Verizon customers are out of luck with this. With the one,
but you don't
AA
have to be
battery,
a customer, and this is the important thing. All cell phone systems are required to allow emergency calls, whether you have a SIM card or not.
So
you don't have to be a customer. As long as you're within a range of a T-Mobile or an AT&T or other GSM service provider, regardless of whether you have an account, you can use this phone.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's an emergency phone. You wouldn't, you know, they say 10 hours talk time. I don't think the operators of 911 are that chatty, but... But, you know, you could if you had
hours, it's 9 hours for the busy signal, and then 1 hour to describe your emergency. It has memory dialing and a couple of other things. You can put in one emergency number in the auto dialer and hold down the emergency button, and it'll dial that number with the SIM in there. It's $50. Now, this is not till the end of March.
I think that, you know, for instance, my mother, who does not want a mobile account, she doesn't want to pay the monthly fee or whatever, but I just think it'd be very handy for her to have a way to contact 911 if there's an emergency.
Yes.
If the power's out or whatever, and so this is a perfect for that. You keep it in the glove compartment,
even for
of your
kids.
Car
or, you don't want your kid to be calling everybody, but all they can do is call 911.
I'm not sure though, because my kid, he'd call 911 and say, "Hey, how you doing? What's happening?"
That's right. No,
I'm
lonely. They would call 911 answers and goes, "What is it, Henry?"
I'm just lonely. I just thought I'd talk. What's happening? How you doing? You want to hear some of my music? So no, but so it's really not.
We've
for
heard
that.
Your music. It is a crime, but we cannot punish you for it.
Now I guess, and I think if I were AT&T and T-Mobile, I might offer a SIM for either very low or no cost.
Oh, that's a great idea. That's
that
a,
you could put in
very,
there.
Yeah,
right?
That's an excellent marketing tool.
Yeah, but I don't think they're doing that right now. I think it's just, you know, it's you can use it for 911. Or if you have a SIM. But I don't understand why you would even do that, because you'd be paying for it all every month.
Oh, yeah, just emergencies. You have a SIM card and your phone is dead or your phone is broken.
Right.
You get the SIM card out and use this.
Oh, I get it.
You can sign up for it at sign up to be notified when it's available at spareonephone.com. It's going to be 50 under. That tickle.
I drew a mustache on him.
Oh,
those of you watching at home.
Oh, you know, I kind of like that. I'm going to leave it. I think I like the mustache.
All right. Is it my turn? By the way,
it is your turn.
That's at spareonephone.com, but it's not available yet, but will be, as you said.
Right. You can sign up and be on their list to be notified.
I just really like that idea. And I am bringing it, and I mentioned February 3rd, this coming Friday, if you're listening live or in a timely fashion, I'll be doing live with Kelly and ? Be my first time since Regis has left.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know, I love
Michael's
Kelly.
Michael's still there.
Michael Gelman's still there. And you know, the last time I was there was the day Regis announced he was going to leave. And they did not know. It was quite a shock. So I'm looking forward to coming back. Because Kelly and I, you know, I don't want to boast or anything, but the last time I was there, I was sitting in the dressing room getting ready. Kelly comes to the door. You know, she's in curlers, and she's so adorable. And she said, "Immortal beloved," and gave me a big hug. So, I don't know. I think she's got a thing for me.
She did the same to me.
They've been begging me.
And I was on a bus.
I think it's my giant pencil. They've been begging me to come back. So I will, I'm very excited. And actually, my turn the table turkey one of the things I'm going to bring there. It's so big, I can't actually show you in the studio. So in a way, I'm going to describe this thing.
Okay.
And you're just going to have to imagine it or watch the show on Friday, because we're going to show it. But let me go through briefly some of the things I am going to be bringing to show them. We got 20 gadgets in 2 minutes.
Oh, are you kidding
me? You know
me?
How that is.
That sounds like a Michael, yes.
So the way it works is they ask us to be on, I say no. They ask us to be on, I say no. They ask us to be on, I finally say okay. And then they say, okay, well, what are you going to do? And so I have to send them a list, usually around 40 or 50 gadgets. And then Michael Gelman, who's, you know, in all seriousness and not to blow smoke, but a very good producer. And he has an eye. And so he just goes through and he goes, nope, nope, yes, nope, nope, nope. And he picked 20 gadgets out of the 45. Now, they don't promise you any length of time. It kind of depends how long they talk at the beginning and so forth. How long the guest talk you might have. One segment, you might have two. You could have as little as 2 minutes, as much as seven. So we have 20 items.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm guessing.
All I'm putting on my website is the major one.
Yeah. Don't put all of these.
I have to list 20 gadgets.
I'm guessing probably I'll have 15 seconds at most per gadget. So I won't take more than that to describe what I'm going to show. But I have the Asus Transformer Prime. That's the
that's nice.
The Android tablet that turns into a laptop. And it's really sweet. Yep. The Nokia, the new Nokia Windows Phone 7.5, the Lumia 900.
Oh,
really nice.
That was beautiful. I saw that at CES. That's
gorgeous
nice.
Phone. I do have that spare one that you mentioned. They liked that idea, so we'll be doing that.
Oh, good. Okay, good.
Yeah, Sony's new portable gaming solution, the PS Vita.
Okay.
And one of their new Sony phones. You know, they're no longer Sony Ericsson. They're just Sony. And this is their first LTE phone from Sony called the Xperia Ion.
Oh, okay.
Plus a little tablet that's kind of cute. The Tablet P, a clamshell, which about the size of the 3DS, interestingly enough. I'm going to do a couple of those Ultrabooks, the Asus ZenBook UX and the HP Envy Spectra. I'll do the Samsung Galaxy Tab 7.7 and the Galaxy Note, which I really like. I thought, oh, it's too big. This is one of those.
Oh, the Note is nice.
I like it. It's a giant phone. It's a 5.5-inch or 5-inch phone. But I kind of like it. It comes with a stylus. We'll also show the Titan, which is pretty big, too. And it's the Titan is interesting because it has a 16-megapixel camera. I'll have the Droid Razer Max.
Oh, that big guy with the big battery.
Yeah, 21-hour straight battery. It's 8.9 millimeters thick, so it's another Razer. Toshiba has an Android lab.
Unbelievable.
We're not going to get all of these in. Are you kidding me? The Fitbit Aria.
You have to get them all there.
Yeah, they'll all be there. The Aria is another Wi-Fi scale. You know, I have one that tweets. This is the newest from Fitbit. I like Fitbit. The Sphero, which is that ball that you steer around
we
with your...
We did it last year, so it's finally out now.
It's finally out.
We did it at Showstoppers.
Right, so and I tried to get this on... don't tell Michael. He said no to it last year, but now... Maybe because it's out.
Yeah, it took almost a year.
Yeah, Samsung has a Wi-Fi camera. I'll do that 3D MakerBot that prints...
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's a printer that makes 3D objects. So Bree Pettis will come over for that. And you talked about this, and I really like it. This is the New Touch Power to You, the USB plus plugs wall outlet. I love that. So I stole that. They actually, NewerTech sent me some because I liked it so much when you talked about it. But this is my turn the table turkey. And you'll see now why I cannot show it to you today. It's the Behringer iNuke Boombox. Now, you might say, well, Leo, how big is that?
Oh, come on. That can fit on a table.
8 foot wide, 4 feet tall, 700 pounds. It's 10,000 watts of power, and it's a mere $30,000. But look closely at this picture. There's the iPod docked.
Oh, that's so funny.
The thing is an iPod dock. So I thought it'd be kind of fun to get that.
You know what, Leo? This is going to work out great because normally they do the tech things toward the end of the show. That will wake me up.
Yes, you'll be so bored.
I'm 20 blocks away.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll hear that all over Manhattan.
I wouldn't
have to set the
alarm.
What the hell is that sound? Why, that's Live with Kelly and the Behringer Boombox. So anyway,
you have
that's
a picture of someone standing next to one.
I shouldn't I? Let me look and see because they have a
hold the pencil up.
Well, you can. Yeah, that's
that's how you don't have it with you.
I got it. Make a note. Got to bring the pencil. it's not all that big. No, we couldn't. You know, so I can't. You can see why I'm not showing this, and I'm not even recommending it to be honest.
Leo, how are they getting that to the studio
with a forklift? Well, you know, you remember, I have a tradition of doing this, because last year I had the General Motors electric cars in
set. Yes, I remember that.
A couple of years ago, I had Sharp's 108-inch LCD, the largest LCD in history. They had to fly out in a 747. So I imagine Behringer will somehow manage this.
Yes, I think so. You can be pretty sure that's going to get on.
if we run out of time before that gets on, I'm going to be mad. Look at this. It's got special covers over the switches. It goes into Team Nuke mode. It just blew up.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that hysterical? So I'm thrilled that Behringer is willing, because you're right, this must be a real pain for them to get to get this out there, that they're willing to do this. The Verge had it out in the parking lot, and they had a dance party to close CES, and it was something. It was something to be beheld.
Wow.
So the guest, this is good. The guest on Friday will be with D.L. Hewley, it's the comic, so that should be fun.
Okay, good.
And here is a picture, a video from The Verge of Joshua Topolsky on The Verge. And the giant, actually, it just looks like a still picture, the giant boombox. But he's sitting right where the dock is.
Wow. So he's on top of it.
You can actually sit on top of it.
Wow.
I'm figuring Kelly will actually jump onto we'll have to put a ladder on there and have her jump
Holy
up and dance. Isn't that hysterical?
That is a riot.
Yeah.
Now, what is the market for this thing outside of showing it on television?
$30,000. Well, I think there's some, NBA stars.
Yeah.
People like that who have more money. Models not included.
That's a good. Now you can see
now
that
you get the idea. Yeah.
You do need a chair at least to get on top of that. I'm talking about the speaker.
I don't think a chair will help you, Dick. But so I figure what I'll do is we'll put it at the last, because you got to have an end with a bang, so to speak. So I'll say, Kelly, for our last thing, I brought a boombox for you. So something we can maybe have a little dance party. Do you have an iPod? And she'll give me her iPod. I'll say, good. Well, let's dock it in here. Pop it in there.
Oh,
and
that's
boom,
great.
Boom, boom. It'll be a lot of fun. It should be great.
Wow.
Yeah. So $30,000, 700 pounds, but it brings its own party.
Yeah,
as you might
now,
imagine.
I wonder if Amazon Prime will get that to me in 2 days.
Overnight shipping, guaranteed. Isn't that funny?
It's amazing.
I had this wild hair. I thought, I wonder if we get Behringer to bring it. And they said they would.
Wow.
So I'm thrilled. I'm absolutely thrilled.
It's great. Yeah. It is great.
Ladies and gentlemen, at this time in the show, we like to slow things down just a little bit. People often ask us, can we do anything nice and easy? We don't do anything nice and easy. Everything we do is nice and rough. But for this one time, we're going to do it nice and easy. And then, after we do it nice and easy, we're going to play the Gizwiz Warehouse Jingle. And do it nice and rough.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, Mr. Dickie D from the Gadget Warehouse. Hello, Ricardo.
Leo, how you doing, pal?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. I have a gadget. You're pretty good. I'll tell you the name of the gadget.
Okay.
And you tell me what you think it is. Now, this gadget dates back to early 1990s. There's a different version of it made today, but the original gadget, no longer made, is called Note Teller. N-O-T-E-T-E-L-L-E-R.
Oh,
Note Teller.
Don't tell me. I think I know.
Yes. Karnak, he's going into his trance.
So, as you probably know... As you probably know, there is a very well-known Las Vegas magic duo known as Penn and Teller. Penn is the loud, big guy. Teller, the small, silent type. He never speaks.
Yes. Correct.
And, of course, because he never speaks, people don't know what he wants. The Note Teller He's designed for the use of Mr. Teller so that he can use his giant pencil and say, please give me some water. That's the note to Teller, ladies and gentlemen. Am I correct, sir?
You are absolutely dead wrong.
All right.
Okay. Now, this is it. Now, what does it do?
You stick,
I'm even showing it to him, ladies and gentlemen.
Teller sticks his notes in there, and it reads them to Gillette.
Okay. Now, I'll give it to you. Okay. Note Teller is a way for people who are visually impaired or blind who need to know what denomination note they have.
Oh, of course.
Slide Note Teller in.
And it reads it. $5. Do it again.
One.
Is it right?
That's all it says is one.
It better not say 100.
No, it just said one.
One. Okay.
Cannot read.
Do it again.
One.
That's good.
Okay.
No, you know, people.
The problem
is this
is
a common problem for blind people because all U.S. bills are the same exact size and shape.
Exactly.
Not so in most other countries.
That is correct. But the problem with Note Teller is that outside of the dollar bill, pretty much every other bill has changed over the years.
So if you put the new 5 in, it goes, huh?
It just goes, cannot read. Cannot read. Now, it doesn't affect my salary because it does read the one. However, there is now Note Teller 2, where they've made it so that not only can it read all the current money, but it can be all the new money. It can be upgraded so that if the money changes again for a fee, they can update the software so it can read other denominations. But right now, this old Note Teller from the 1990s can only read a $1 bill. Also does it in English and in Spanish. Wildly expensive.
That's what really bugs me.
Yes. However, $300, which is I know. On Amazon, it was $279. But I was doing some research, and I've not tested this, but just a Google search brought up a product called iBill Reader, which claims to do exactly the same thing for $100. So, and I found that at independentliving.com. So if you need this type of device, you could check out iBill Reader. Again, I didn't try it out. I've not even seen it in person, but it's one-third the price of Note Teller.
I can do you even better.
Yeah?
If you already have a smartphone,
yes.
Think about it. You've got a camera.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is you might actually have a problem lining the dollar up, right?
I actually have talked to some blind people about this, and there are a number of programs. This is one called the LookTel Money Reader that works on an iPhone. It's $10. And you just show the phone the money, and it'll tell you. Isn't that great?
Yes.
Isn't that great? So it's kind of crazy that in this country, and I think it's one of the very few countries in the world where all of our bills are exactly the same size and shape. You look most other countries. You go to France, and they have little, big, medium size. Every bill is a different size. Here in the States, for some reason, we just never paid attention to that.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Fred Reed keeps telling me that these red $50 bills are the new
the ones we're sending you.
Yeah.
Does Note Teller recognize those?
No.
How about your local 7-Eleven?
No, and it has your picture on it. I know you're famous, but it just doesn't.
Counterfeit.
Right.
They're asking, $10 does seem like a lot. Unfortunately, it's often the case that these assistive technologies are way overpriced. I think 10 is a lot better than 100 or 300.
Yes, exactly. You know, you're absolutely right. It is a shame looking through those catalogs. You know, the talking watch, $300.
So expensive.
And you know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, they're asking, does it do foreign denominations? And it does. It does a broad variety of foreign currencies as well. So, it's kind of a cool thing. There are other apps similar to this for Android and so forth. And I know about this only because, in fact, it's funny. I think it was at CES. I was speaking to a blind listener who told me about these apps. So,
boy, that's great. I mean, you can buy a smartphone for the same price as one of these. It's great.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. You have to have a smartphone with a camera. But there you go.
No, I think it's super. Yeah. Super.
All righty. I think it's time for me to do a little musical interlude. If you'll all join along and sing with me, it's time for the Gizwiz letters theme. I'm stalling because I have to press the button. Jingle, and there we go. Gentlemen, Nikki D.
Yeah, and Leo, while I read this letter, I sent you two other emails. One is I started just selling my mad stuff on eBay, one thing a week after.
Did you ever get any recourse from that auction company?
No, they told me that it's very hard for people to sign up because they had the problem with kids bidding on comics. And that's why listeners who went to their website couldn't sign up quickly and bid quickly.
Because they don't want you to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. So anyway, I sold one magazine last week, and I think it brought in $40. So now I'm auctioning off some magnets, and I send you a link to that website. And maybe you could find that. And a picture a woman sent me that's very funny in an email.
This is hysterical.
Did you see that picture? Yes. Oh, do you have it up already?
I do. Do you want me to show it?
Yeah, show all that right. Picture. This is from Joan Weismer, and this is a photograph.
Did she take it herself?
You know, Leo, it's been passed on and on and
on. It's one of those,
I see it into a lot of emails.
So let's just ask our, because we have an intelligent group, let's just ask our viewers, what is wrong with this picture? Apparently, these construction workers were putting in metal pylons to prevent people from parking on the sidewalk.
Right. And they're sweeping up, so the job is...
Job's done.
Pretty much done.
Job's done. And, you know, they're ready to go home for the day. And what is wrong with this picture? Okay. They put the truck inside the metal pylons.
Right. So it's not to block traffic. They parked the truck on the sidewalk. Yeah.
Apparently, they haven't realized this yet because they're cleaning up just like it's going to be
another
day.
Right? And, and you can't quite see it, but I think they're humming and singing.
Job done. Ready to go home. Yeah, yes, right, let's go down to the pub, have a pint.
Honey, we'll be done in 5 minutes, and then we'll be at a... Honey, we'll be home in like 4 hours.
I love it.
That's very funny.
I suppose it's possible that some of these are removable, but it's still a great picture. Yeah, anyway, very nice.
Joan Weisler, thank you for that. Here's our letter, and maybe you could find that auction thing. Hey, I like the idea of packing gifts in the prank packs. Those are gag gifts we talked about on the Weekly Daily Gizwiz. I packaged every Christmas gift in one that I gave my family this year. Fortunately, the prank packs were available at Bed Bath & Beyond, so I didn't have to order them online.
Good.
This past summer, I purchased a Twit brick for my daughter and son, in honor of the movie company they created when they were children, 12 and 10. Later, my son purchased a domain by the same name, MainStreetUFO.com.
Ooh, I was wondering what that brick was all about.
Oh, okay. You remember seeing the brick.
Oh, yeah. Well,
okay.
I reviewed all the bricks. You know, that there were 1,800 of them, but we wanted to make sure there were... You know, they were all family-friendly and all that. So I did review every brick, and I do remember that. In fact, it's probably on the wall because I think all our bricks are up now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay, so Main Street UFO was...
that was when they were kids.
Kids. He didn't mention the kids' name, son and daughter. He sent some pictures that Leo and I can enjoy. Happy New Year. Kevin Sears, Eagle, Wisconsin.
And then finally, here is the link to your eBay auction.
Yeah, so I'm doing one thing a week, and it's working out.
Well, this is exciting.
It's only the second week.
This is this is the big one, though, the refrigerator magnet auction. It's going to be huge.
Oh, the refrigerator. It's very riveting, I think.
Not exactly riveting, but it's magnetic.
It's magnetic.
Yeah.
It's magnetic. These were a card of seven magnets that were a promotion, I think 1997. And yeah, there's a picture of what they looked like.
There's
and
one that so, says like I said, there's an Alfred. There's a top secret spy versus spy, the MAD logo. The white spy coming up out of a manhole cover, a spy versus spy bomb, and then something from Yellow Submarine that I don't.
No, that's a Basil Wolventin. His name is there somewhere. He did really weird pictures, and he did some original stuff for MAD at one time.
Okay.
So that's the auction of the week.
And you're going to do more of these?
Yeah, I'm going to do one every week.
I think that's great. Right now, I mean, it's very affordable. $11.50. Is there a reserve bid? Have you learned your lesson?
I'm trying to make a little bit of money, but not really gouge people. So the reserve was $10. So
you made the reserve. You made the reserve.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah.
Basil anyway. Wolverton.
Well, there you go. Thank you.
Basil Wolverton magnet.
Yeah, he does really weird, or I don't think he's with us anymore, but did really weird stuff.
I dimly kind of remember the images.
Yeah, you know, pockmarked and big, weird eyes and ears and, you know.
Cool.
They like the chat room kind of thing.
They're all that way. Yeah, pockmarked, weird eyes and ears. That's them.
That's our
chat room. I recognize them.
Well, Dick, I think one of the funniest things in a show I ever saw is the guy was telling a story on stage, and he said, and it was, they were hookers and prostitutes and loan sharks and murderers and very much like you folks here in the audience today. And it just caught me so off guard.
So I won't see you. I'm going to be in New York. So let's have breakfast on Thursday.
Yeah.
Love to see you then.
Now, are you going to be back in time for us?
I am going to be back. I'm going to be back Friday after or Friday evening.
Oh, okay. Because people kept saying, is Leo going to go to Disneyland and do next week's Weekly Daily?
Oh, that would be fun. But then the radio show would suffer. So
yes, that's true. I mean, I have a lot of stuff here.
I don't think there's room. I don't think there's room in there for me. I saw the crowd.
Come on. No,
where do you seat the people?
The people, there's a bench behind me.
It's a little narrow, tiny little bench. You got to watch out that you don't get hit by falling newspapers.
And then Dennis has some great folding chairs upstairs. We had all the mods here for one Weekly Daily Giz.
Wow, that's actually saying a lot since they're a little overweight. I think that's actually... No, they're not. They're actually surprisingly svelte. I don't know where in this entire... conglomeration.
You felt nerd maximum
where exactly?
I see
a chair behind that screen there. Holy cow.
No, between the backdrop where you see the clock and everything, there is a 3-foot wide walkway. And we fill
the fire marshal required that, didn't he? He said,
And then people can stand outside and look in the window also.
By the way, Dr. Mom is pointing out that I have now insulted not only everybody in the chat room, but the mods as well. So
right.
I think it's time to wrap this up. My job here is done. Thank you, Dickie D.
Thank you, Leo. It's great to be. I'm so glad you're back. I absolutely love doing this. And thanks for letting me monopolize the airways last week.
I only wish we'd recorded it. I wouldn't have had to miss a show. But anyway, we'll see you next week. I will be back here, and I hope you will too.
I'll be here.
A Weekly Daily Gizwiz. A Weekly Gizwiz.